Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the President's vow to fix the website launching the Affordable Care Act and assess the damage to the already battered initiative known as Obamacare that has been under relentless assault since it narrowly passed into law. Kevin Lucia, Research Professor and Project Director at Georgetown University's Health Policy Initiative, joins us to discuss how much the technical glitches are impeding enrollment in the new health insurance exchanges. Then we'll hear from a physician, Dr. Philip Caper, who is a founding board member of Maine's AllCare, a nonpartisan, nonprofit group committed to making healthcare in Maine universal, accessible, and affordable for all. We will explore his contention that the Affordable Care Act is far too complicated and that the choice people really want is a choice of healthcare providers, not insurers, and discuss his article, The High Costs of Complexity in Healthcare Reform. Then finally, we will speak with former Assistant Secretary of Education Diane Ravitch about her new book, Reign of Error, The Hoax of the Privatization Movement and the Danger to America's Public Schools. We'll discuss the destructive innovation pushed by billionaires and Wall Street hedge fund managers who are leading the charge to defund public education in the name of reform while propagating myths about miracle charter schools and claims that public education is broken and beyond repair. And joining us now is Kevin Lucia, who is a research professor and project director at Georgetown University's Health Policy Initiative, where his current research focuses on federal and state implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Welcome to Background Briefing, Kevin Lucia.
Thanks for having me.
And clearly, the Affordable Care Act, the launch of it is troubled. And the president said today there's no sugarcoating it. The website has been too slow. People have been getting stuck during the application process, and nobody's more frustrated than I am. And I must say, after the president survived the attacks from the Congress trying to defund Obamacare and in the process shutting down the government and threatening to default on the debt, this seems like the last thing he needs.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. And he did say, no one is madder than me that the website isn't working, which means it's going to get fixed. And I think that's really important. You know, with all these large IT build-outs, there's always going to be glitches. And the most important thing is that there's people on the ground identifying what the glitches are and figuring out a plan to improve them. So healthcare.gov has had problems, which I think the administration acknowledged today completely. And it sounds like they have, you know, a plan in place to start the corrective action that needs to get done over the next couple of weeks. I would say that the state-based exchanges, you know, where the states are actually running the exchanges, such as in California and Washington, D.C. and Maryland, those the IT issues have been less significant, and again, the state-based exchanges, when they have surfaced, have you know set up plans to fix them or are in the process of improving them. But it was an interesting call today with the president, for sure.
But it seems since the Affordable Care Act was first launched, and obviously it was a real cliffhanger in getting it passed, and then it was a cliffhanger in getting the Supreme Court to uphold it, and all the while the opponents have been very vocal, very well-financed, and they seem to be having more traction than those defending it. I don't think anybody can argue, surely, that the administration's done a great job in selling this. And are we at a point, I mean, could it be a point of criticality here that given the negativity so far, are we going to get past that point? Because you would think that the launching of this Affordable Care Act and the starting of these exchanges would have been the moment where things turned around.
I think that there are so many benefits to this law, and I think, well, first of all, let's just back up. I think the president made it clear today that they're going to fix the website. And you got to look beyond the website and think about the fundamentals of the law, which are really important, especially in the individual and small group market. And that's, you know, today, in today's individual market, individuals can be discriminated based on their health status. They can be discriminated based on their gender. The policies that they offer don't necessarily cover what they really need, such as, you know, maternity benefits. They're now being required to, they can be rated up based on their health status. So they're charged more based on their age, their health status, their gender. So, you know, the ACA basically puts an end to that discrimination. people, you know, will be able to go to this website. And granted, the healthcare.gov is having some problems, but once this is up and clear, and in many states it's already happening right now, people are able to shop and compare and purchase, you know, coverage. And that's really important. They're not discriminated based on their health status. They're not discriminated based on their gender. They're able to get an essential help, you know, a package of essential benefits that covers doctor's visits and prescription drugs and preventive care without cost sharing. I mean, I think these are really important. So we've seen a fundamental change of the individual market. And it's to the benefit of consumers, and I think that's really what the president was saying. Like, you got to look beyond the website, look at the fundamentals of the law, and I think that's right.
But it would seem, though, that everything you've told us, while true, it's not well known. Isn't that the problem? That those that have been demagoguing and misrepresenting it, and you know, even you've got the Koch brothers, for example, funding a group of young people called Generation Opportunity.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ian. There's been challenges in many of the states to get out the message of what is of value to the consumers with this healthcare bill, and I think that this is something that the administration is going to have to double back on and really get out the message more on why this is important for consumers.
But isn't that at the heart of whether or not it will work, that you need a big pool and you need young, healthy people, in effect, to subsidize those that need health care?
Right. And as I was saying, at the state-based level, so the state-based exchanges have been doing a fantastic job with the consumer outreach. And I would say also that the administration has been, you know, working hard to get out the message about the bill. And it started later this summer, or, you know, and it was probably a result of that marketing burst that really allowed us to see significant numbers that were visiting healthcare.gov. Someone was just telling me that they're getting about 1 million people a day looking at healthcare.gov. That's impressive.
Again, I'm speaking with Kevin Lucia, who's a research professor and project director at Georgetown University's Health Policy Initiative, where his current research focuses on federal and state implementation of the Affordable Care Act. So is there any explanation for why, given that we were all expecting the launch in October of the exchanges and then everything is supposed to be ready in January for the full implementation, and is there any identifiable problem here? You would have thought that the administration knows that they've been under attack forever and that if anything goes wrong, the critics will be all over it. I mean, I guess the good news is that the critics of the Affordable Care Act and those that shut down the government and threatened the full faith and credit of the United States in order to get their way, they've been discredited. So to your mind, is there a systemic problem here? Is the same group of people who have not been able to get this thing up and running, are they the right people to fix it? I mean, what's your...
I do. Look, I think that you have to think that this this is a transformation of the marketplace in the U.S., and there was a significant amount of background work that had to be done regarding, you know, the issuing of regs to kind of define this new framework that we're, you know, going into starting in January 1st. And I think that, yes, healthcare.gov, which is, you know, the feds, which is running, you know, the exchanges in 33 states, has had some challenges. But again, as I was saying before, I think it's really important that they became clear to me today that they have a process in place to identify all of their, you know, problems on healthcare.gov, and it seems to me that the entire administration is behind quickly fixing it. I would say the state-based exchanges, that's where the states are running the exchanges, have been successful at turning the lights on, and in many of those states, there's a smooth operation taking place. That's true in California, in D.C., and many of the other 17 states that are running their own health insurance exchanges.
Well, I think, though, Kevin Lucia, though, isn't it fair to say that uncertainty is the enemy here, that given so much negative propaganda over the last couple of years and all of the brinkmanship that we've just seen in Washington, that uncertainty is the enemy, right?
Well, it's true, but we do have some time. There is time on the side of the administration to get ahead of this. First of all, it's just the beginning of open enrollment, which is going to, you know, expand for 6 months. And so, you know, I think the thought has always been that most of the buying will start in December. And so, you know, you launch the exchange, so, you know, in November people are looking. In December, you know, they go in for the buy. And I think that, you know, to your point, the closer you get to the end of December, and if there are still significant problems, then, you know, then I think that more questions have to be answered. Not about the fundamental of the law, but just, you know, how the timing works with open enrollment and the start of the reforms in January.
So the Republicans, of course, the Republican-led House, they're scheduled hearings already for Thursday, and they've asked the head of Health and Human Services, Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, to attend. Apparently, she's not going to testify. Is she under fire? Is this going to be one of those things where they need a sacrificial lamb?
Well, hold on. I think that I think that's right that she turned down the invitation on Thursday. But I was reading something early today that she plans to visit the Hill after all on an agreeable date as early as next week. Mm-hmm. So you know, I think you know, I'm not privy to you know the scheduling of the secretary, but I think that you know it's important for her to be part of this conversation on the Hill, and it seems like that's what she's going to do.
Well, but to the other question, Kevin Lucian, is she secure? Or, I mean, is this, in other words, do they need a scapegoat, or they just feel that that they can tell the public to kind of with confidence that this is all going to work out and just be a little patient? I mean,
look, I think that's clearly what the president was saying today, is that we have identified the problems. We are identifying the team to fix them, and we're going to do that. I mean, I don't, you know, and I think that even as, you know, as late as last Friday, the administration had come out full support of the secretary. So I, you know, and that's not exactly, that this isn't my field of study, but I would say for sure, you know, at least the president's discussion today clearly made out that they feel that they have identified the problems, they're identifying the people to fix it, and he's asking for some patience as they move forward.
So the fact that Nancy Pelosi was saying that the situation's unacceptable on Sunday, you don't think that even within his own ranks amongst the Democrats there's some nervousness here?
Yeah, I haven't studied what people have been saying today, so for the most part. But I think that the president agrees exactly with what Nancy Pelosi was saying over the weekend, that it's unacceptable the way that the website is working. But again, it's the website. It's a very important piece of the shopping experience. But, you know, the fundamentals of the bill is still in place. I think that at the end of the day, the IT problems will be fixed out. They're probably going to take a little bit more time than initially thought. But in all large IT buildouts, you know, this is both private and public. There's problems, and they come to be that they're fixed. And I would say, like, if you look at Medicare Part D, which was rolled out, there were glitches to begin with, and over time they were fixed, and now it's an extremely popular program that's available for Medicare recipients to get their pharmaceutical benefits.
Just in closing, Kevin Lucia, obviously this whole thing depends upon the bigger the pool, the lower the costs. And
yep.
Are you confident that when this is launched and the dust settles, that the costs will be lowered? Because if they're not, I think that the administration is going to have an awfully hard time.
Oh, well, I think that, you know, at least some of the work that we've already done looking at the premiums that are coming out on exchanges, I think that they're more reasonable than we initially thought. So already there are signs that in states that have robust participants within their exchange as far as issuers, that there is signs of competition. And that competition will only get more robust as we go on year to year.
Well, Kevin Lucia, I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Kevin Lucia, who's a research professor and project director at Georgetown University's Health Policy Initiative, where his current research focuses on federal and state implementation of the Affordable Care Act. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back talking about the choices people want, which are healthcare providers, not insurers.
And so no one would know how tired they've grown of talking and telling their lies. All we've got, no health insurance, no cellular service, no disease they can cure. But we need more money to burn, so each person must learn the dollar amount.